Press release. The Riyadh summit witnessed to Muslim leaders' betrayal of Gaza and Lebanon. More than 400 days into the genocidal war waged by the usurping criminal Jewish entity against our people in Gaza, a war unprecedented since World War II, and following the subsequent massacres and destruction in Lebanon, Muslim leaders convened in Riyadh for what they call an extraordinary summit. The outcome, however, was nothing less than a series of feeble decisions that can only be described as treacherous. They call for all forms of political and diplomatic support and international protection for the people of Palestine, urging the UN Security Council to pass a binding resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza and impose an arms embargo on the Jewish entity. Yet these demands remain no more than ink on paper. Why? Because they proposed no plan or mechanism for implementing even these meager requests. Their demands were on par with or even less impactful than those of a public protest. At least in protests, voices echo loudly in streets and squares, possibly troubling decision makers in colonial capitals. The summit's demand, however, were nothing more than muffled voices defined within the walls of soundproof chambers. Indeed, after issuing these hollow demands, which epitomized the betrayal of Gaza and Lebanon by Muslim rulers, both Arab and non-Arab, the summit participants shifted focus to their primary role as assigned by their colonial masters in the West, led by the United States, to repackage projects of treachery, subjugation, and dependency. Following the perfunctory condemnations of the Jewish entity's actions in Gaza and Lebanon, these subservient rulers emphasized the importance of achieving peace with the entity, effectively legitimizing its theft of three-quarters of Palestine. They reaffirmed their commitment to a two-state solution, which entails establishing a demilitarized, sovereignty-stripped Palestine entity on the so-called pre-June 4th, 1967 borders. It is time for the Islamic Ummah to take decisive action against these rulers, toppling them from their thrones and reclaiming its usurped authority. This can only be achieved by granting sincere individuals within its armies the support needed to aid Hizb ut-Tahrir in establishing the second Khilafah Rashida on the method of prophethood. Such a Khilafah will obliterate the Jewish entity, liberate all of Palestine from the river to the sea, and restore it to its rightful place. Without this, the Ummah and its armies cannot absolve themselves before Allah, the Almighty and Compeller. On the Day of Judgment, they will be questioned about their silence and their abandonment of Islam and the Muslims.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ إِنْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اثَّاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ رَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل.
O you have believed, what is the matter with you that when you are told to go forth in the cause of Allah, you adhere heavily to the earth? Are you satisfied with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But what is the enjoyment of the worldly life compared to the hereafter, except a very little? Surah At-Tawbah 38. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.